since I saw Clorinda's eyes, my heart has felt a strange surprise. No pen is able to reveal the killing torment which I feel. Yet I dare not let her know it, 'cause she's rich and I am poor. No charms above her, oh, I love her, and will do forevermore. When as her presence I draw near, she like an angel doth appear. No sooner I her charms beheld, but I was with love's raptures filled. As a while I did stand gazing, my soft heart was wounded sore. No charm above her, oh, I love her, and will do forevermore. Oh, that I might let her know my sighs, my tears, my care and woe, and how I'm tortured for her sake. She might some kind of pity take, but I fear I should offend her, whom I dearly do adore. No charms above her, oh, I love her, and will do forevermore. Both sense and reason tells me plain that I bestowed my heart in vain, where no acceptance will be found, no balsam for this bleeding wound. She is a fair and youthful lady, I a servant mean and poor. No charms above her, oh, I love her, and will do forevermore. I value not her gold, her pearl, for was I either lord or earl, my very heart would be the same. I raise her everlasting fame. Yet in vain are all my wishes, they will not my joys restore. No charms above her, oh, I love her, and will do forevermore. Young Cupid, bend thy golden bow, and let thy silver arrows fly, that my fair charming saint may know the pains of love as well as I. Tell her too that I lie wounded, she may then my joys restore. No charms above her, oh, I love her, and will do forevermore. Now mine eyes like rivers run, as here in sorrows I condole her beauty like the rising sun, can soon revive my drooping soul. But if I may ne'er enjoy her, let me with a dart be slain. 'Tis better kill me than to fill me with this love-tormenting pain.